Today we'll be reading about what the wild things are. My name is Daryl.
My name is Shemai.
My name is Patrick.
I am Ron.
Do you want to know what the wild things are? If you want to know, I can take you there. But you have to remember you were the place. There is the place where the wild things are is dangerous. You can realize it could be the best place for you. You want to know until you go there. Go to the first place of the world where the wild things are.
Last night there were vines in my ceiling and the walls became the world, and an ocean tumbled by a blue mist like shaking sheets, and I got into the boat and sailed on over those big blue seas. In that boat, just far, far away, I sailed away from you and that ocean blue until I came face to face with the wild things in a world wild ocean. Through time and space to where the wild things are, and they were the most terrible things.
We eat like animals, ripped into our food. And never taste so good. We didn't use manners, or forks, or knives, or plates. We played until dawn. Went to bed late, but I soon grew rams and no work, hadn't so fun.
So one morning when the yellow ass cousin and Claus took it away, I snuck off by the light of day, got into the boat on which I had arrived, so I started to sail away. The things came and cried, "Don't go," they begged, "Don't leave us," they whined, and I left them behind. The trip back home was longer than the trip there had been. I sailed into a hurricane against the sea and the wind, but I had a mission this time, a destination, a place to go. I was not just sailing into the unknown. I was going home. So after weeks of sailing, weeks and days, the wild things are gone back far away. I really did have fun with the wild things. I will visit again someday.